T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Dan McNeil, Danny Parkins.
Here we go!
Afternoons on the Score.
I'm excited. We're going to Mackey Land for a socially distant hang. You and I will be golfing in the morning, and then you've invited the mob over to the pool.
You two look like you need to get wet.
Very excited about this, Mac. It's going to be good. It's a good idea.
We've got an awesome place here. I don't think I've ever been in a house this big before.
Oh, really? Like to jet ski?
I've never done it before.
Never jet skied in your life?
No, I've never jet skied.
Never been on a jet ski?
No, I haven't.
How many times are you going to ask her? She's never been on a jet ski.
Let's put on one hell of a shellfish show on Friday.
I'm in.
The guy brings out some fresh crab legs.
These just came in. I got to give them to you guys.
Brings them. I'm eating them. Then we go play gamble a little bit. Then I have a tea time early in the morning. And all of a sudden I go, oh,
we have a few guests who are going to stop by. David Haw, our morning teammate, is going to stop by. David Haw and Mark Lazarus from The Athletic.
We're not going to talk hockey forever. Don't worry.
It's going to be a hoot, and we're going to have some great food.
I like this kind of party. I like this kind of party, baby.
There's plenty of booze. I'm trying to encourage you to get a car and not have to worry about driving and treat it as a vacation day and let Steph just get silly drunk poolside and not have to drive home.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen. Cannonball!
Yo! Saddle up! Lock and load!
The McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
I could get used to this. It's not bad, Mac.
Yeah, I have gotten used to it. Oh, my goodness. Let's do this every Friday without even knowing how it's going to go for the next 4 hours, because I'm having my second banquet beer already. So and just seeing your son in the pool was just awesome. It's good to see Steph here today, and Juliana, Tanny's daughter, is having a fun. She's just a flopping around in the pool as we speak. She doesn't have a care in the world. It is it's great to be doing this, and I'm glad you made it for golf, and I'm glad the weather is cooperating. It looks like it's going to be a glorious day, man.
It's perfect. It's hot enough where you want to get in the pool, but we've got shade, so it's not too hot. It's just absolutely amazing. And we get to see everybody. This is my first time seeing Shep since March.
I know. There's
Shep,
not
hello.
Much love to this guy. I thought, you know, man, everyone's going to say, Mackie, you look great. Well, look at Shep. There's nothing left of him. What do you weigh, about 165 pounds?
I wish. About 172. But
you
keep
were way
the score.
Off.
Yeah. No, I don't. When's the last time that I actually saw you, Parkins? Was it the week after Scorehouse? Is that the last time we actually... Because Tanny and I had this great plan. I was going to start driving to work, picking him up. We were going to split parking. Had it all planned out.
That lasted a day.
And the first day I did it, I got told, you're going home tomorrow and you're not coming back.
Yeah, because I was home for paternity leave the week of NFL free agency when like COVID was starting to explode. But you guys were still in the studio. And then when I was supposed to come back, they were like, don't. And then I saw Mac when he was dropping off food for us with Tanny, and we had masks outside the Prudential building, but you weren't there. So, yeah, I have not seen you since the first week of March.
That's insane.
That's 105 days-ish.
And you still haven't, I noticed you still haven't found your way to the barber, nor have I.
Yeah.
Just letting it grow out. You do look a little bit like Scooby-Doo.
I'm keeping it casual, Mac. They're not putting me on camera anytime soon. I'm not on Bernstein's Twitch page or anything like that.
You're shaggy. So. Why aren't we doing this on video?
I don't know.
We should have done this on video. You know, Mitch wanted to low-key it, though. Mitch wanted to low-key it. He calls me the other day, and he says, I hope you don't get upset about this, but we're not going to do any promos because all of us on the air staff have been kind of, you know, really sensitive to social distancing. And I said, well, I don't care if we do any promos or not, but this is reasonable. We're all doing reasonable things here. I mean, as of yet, we haven't touched each other. That is hand sanitizer. That is not baby oil by Tanny's mic stand there, just in case anybody thought.
I thought it was vodka.
There is vodka
there
in the
is
house
plenty
if
of
you're
that.
Ready.
He's got a full bar set up for, like, I can hear right after golf. Like, oh my God, I can have a couple cocktails.
Have a few.
I probably should. It's the only thing I haven't done that was in that intro. We golfed, we've pooled, my son got in the pool, but I am 100% sober, like a loser.
Owen's a water bug. He really,
I know.
He took to it right away. He really enjoyed himself. You know, when people always say, they tell you your kid's cute, even if your kid looks really ugly.
Yeah.
Your kid is really cute, man. That is a very, very cute kid. Most babies look like Don Zimmer's baseball card, but not your son. He is adorable. Horrible. He's cuter than he is in the pictures that I've seen. He's tremendous.
Well, I appreciate that very much. It's weird because everyone says he looks like me, and then everyone says he's really cute, but no one ever says that I look cute. So I don't really know. There's a disconnect there. I don't know what's happening, but I do know that he's my son because he's in the 92nd percentile for head size. So I'm sure that he's just going to have an oblong-shaped head and have all sorts of problems when he grows up, just like his dad.
That is an impressive melon.
The full eight new era.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly right. What's up, Tanny, by the way? Hello. It's nice that we got four mics. We're all on the same audio frequency. This is like a real radio show.
I know. Cubs aren't bouncing one of us off on a regular basis.
Yeah, just give it time. There will be some sort of thing. Rich Wyatt said this is his first remote in over 100 work days as well, other than all of us working remotely, but actually one remote broadcast that hasn't happened.
Well, I think it was a good idea, and we're going to have a lot of fun today. We're glad you're with us on this. Is a feel-good Friday. No Cubs and Cardinals tonight, which is unfortunate, and Joe O is the one who had to change his Friday plans. He got the call a couple hours ago, and it was, oh no, all my best laid plans. He had to, so he's going to have to slave away over hot phone lines tonight, given odds.
Well, being at home all day with the kids, I'm pretty sure he's probably like, honey, I got to start prepping for the show tonight.
Yeah, exactly. He has to change his plans of being home to being home and doing a radio show. But yeah, we didn't talk about it yesterday, but we probably should have. That it was just like, oh yeah, the Cardinals are scheduled to play the Cubs tomorrow. They're just like, oh, it's baseball. Everything's going fine so far. I'm sure they'll end up playing. We didn't even... We said, like, tentative, right? We said tentatively planned, but I should have gone harder on, Cubs are going to go to St. Louis and then just have to turn right back around.
Well, you know, how were you going to know that? That's what baseball said was going to happen, and I was expecting it to happen. It's disappointing from a baseball standpoint because I think that plays to a team's advantage when they catch a team that hasn't had to play in a week like the Cardinals haven't. So, and you'd like to see the Cubs get out there as soon as possible. Could they get the bad taste out of last night out of their mouths? What was that? Ooh, hey, ooh.
They had to lose eventually.
Ooh,
right?
My God. They did that last night.
They looked like 2016, Danny.
Right, no, that was not.
Yeah.
So that's my fault? As soon as I brought up 2016 about the Cubs, they go out and play like it was 2018? Yeah, my bad on that. But it's not a huge deal, obviously, right? It's one more positive test has popped up from the Cardinals. There's no word that it's any sort of spread. And they're going to do a whole nother round of testing. And if everyone else continues to test negative, they'll play the game Saturday. But if there's more positive tests, they'll probably have to scrap the entire series. But this doesn't strike me as nearly as big of a deal as the Marlins outbreak or the Cardinals initial outbreak. Because if it's just one more, you know, test in the batch, everyone should have been quarantining and isolating since then. And so one more person just shows up positive and maybe it delays it a day or two, but no one else should get affected by this, as opposed to before, there was a ripple effect where all of a sudden 20% of the damn league was shut down.
Yeah, I feel slighted.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. I know we got serious. The baseball has been giving me such enormous joy lately. I hate that the brakes have been, you know, slammed on one of our locals. It didn't bother me when it was the Mets or it's the Philly, you know, the Marlins, rather. I couldn't care less what their world is. Now it affects our teams, and the Cubs have to stop play, which is unfortunate because it's been fun watching them play lately. I've been enjoying that. And John Lester has been very, very good historically in St. Louis. He's made a living in St. Louis when he's had opportunities there in a Cubs uniform. So I hate to see them have the brakes put on them, but that's what's going on. And, you know, hopefully the White Sox can have take care of business in what my guy at Centennial Golf calls a huge series, a swing series.
I go there. The first guy who checks me at the golf course this morning, I'm like, I'm playing with Dan McNeil at 10 o'clock. He's like, oh, okay. Is he taking care of you out there? He's asking all sorts of questions, being very familiar. I'm like, yeah, it's going to be great. We're going to have a good time. Do the radio show with Dan. He goes, oh, what do you think about this White Sox series?
That's how it starts, Danny. Hashtag Soxtown. It starts and it spreads. It starts out here in Dyer and then eventually gets to Chicago.
I'm like, I got to be honest. I haven't really thought much about this White Sox. What do you think?
Of course you haven't.
I had it. I'm sorry. I'm like, what do you think about this White Sox? He goes, I got to be honest with you. I think it's a big series. Real big series. Got to get a taste out of their mouth from last time. Got to prove they can do it against a good team. Got to show that that lineup could actually beat good pitchers. This big series. I'm like, oh, okay, you should come on today, 225,
yeah,
and sell everybody that it was a big series. Danny,
he is.
He's here. Is it a big series?
They all are.
They all
say.
Are.
I've been told, yes. They all
yeah.
are.
Sense of urgency. But yeah, your guy, Matt, right?
Matt at
Centennial? Yeah, he's very friendly. That's a nice little course you have, by the way.
It is a nice little course. Built on a landfill. It's incredible that it's right off of such a busy, cluster-effed street. That area of Calumet Avenue forever has always been messed up. They always have road construction going on there. There's been talk for years of them building a bridge over the tracks. It's never happened. Always under construction. So busy in that area. There's a ton of medical facilities there and a lot of good restaurants in that area. But traffic around there is just always messed up. And you get out there and it's like, In a matter of seconds, you feel like you're in the middle of nowhere. It's really countryfied out there. It's a nice little 9-hole public golf course, and I enjoy it. And I played okay today, except for that one disaster hole, which has been my bugaboo. I mean, I played bogey golf most of the day, except made one par. And have that one disaster hole where I'm 4 strokes over par, and that's been unavoidable. But I stuck to my game plan, and that is hit irons. Don't get
very
in trouble
disciplined
with the driver. And that's why I was nipping at your heels all day, because I didn't have I did have one penalty shot with the long iron, too.
Yeah, I had a – I stink. I know I beat you, so I don't even mean to say it in, like, that sort of way. But just I can't not take the driver off the tee. And I had multiple penalty strokes because I just keep losing the ball. And then what did you say? You said I had the touch of a blacksmith on the green.
Yeah. Oh, God.
I was – crushing the ball though, but I just then when I get on the green, I take it like it's a driver and I just blow it 10 feet past the hole. It was pathetic.
Yeah, you're not good.
No, I'm terrible,
as
but I
Ty
should
Webb
be good.
Said. Hey,
but,
ladies, we're on the air here.
Chatterboxes over there. That is socially distant over there. They're talking from across the pool.
I know, they are practicing socially to talking from across the pool. Yeah.
That's very
you guys
kind.
Want a mic?
That's very kind.
You can take a segment or two today.
That'd be great. I can get back in the pool. And I didn't even mean it when I said nice little course, like it was your nice little team. I realized I didn't even mean to. It was a great golf course. It
nice
really was.
Everything
course.
I think of with the Sox now I associate with Parkins. Like, that's a nice little at bat. That's a nice little strikeout 4 times over last night from Lubao.
I don't even mean it to come across the way that it does. But now I guess I just have to kind of lean into it. I mean no disrespect, Danny.
Sure. No disrespect.
No
Henry.
Disrespect.
Yeah, that's exactly right. But
I said no disrespect.
We had a busy show today. We got Mark Lazarus coming by. You basically just invited the region.
Yes, heavy Northwest Indiana flavor today. Mark Lazarus, who used to be with the Sun-Times, has been writing hockey for The Athletic for quite some time now. He's the authority from a print standpoint, in my mind, on what's going on with the Blackhawks, who can finish the Edmonton Oilers tonight and move on to hockey's playoffs. This is only a qualifying round series, but it's all happening in Edmonton, so why not jump on board? They played very, very well the other night and grinded out a win in game three. Jonathan Toews was the hero, his second goal coming very late in the third period after he wins a faceoff. Fundamentals, you know, just win a faceoff, get in front of the net, and good things happen. And I thought that's why the Hawks are in this position to finish it tonight, is because of how strong they've played in front of the Edmonton goaltenders.
And I got to be honest, even though, you know, the news about the Cubs sucks, I don't think it's really going to endanger baseball's progress. Like, they've blown past the Marlins situation, and it seems like they're almost to the finish line of the Cardinals situation. So, okay, it's going to disrupt the Cubs for a couple of days, who by all accounts have been very disciplined and have been doing a good job and haven't had a single positive test since they've, you know, reported for camp back at Wrigley Field. We got the Hawks tonight. We still have White Sox baseball. We got major championship golf. It's not as big of a deal that, you know, the Cubs, in terms of just entertainment over our sports weekend, we still are going to have plenty of things to do. Hopefully the Hawks take care of it tonight, and we can just, you know, Cubs can have a nice little weekend off. I saw Sahadev say on Twitter, it's like getting ready for a divisional series of the playoffs. Your season ends, you have 3 or 4 days off, mm-hmm. and then you face a team's new ace.
And Chris Bryant's favorite town to boot.
Yeah, right, exactly. He gets out of St. Louis so quickly, so it works out kind of nicely. Do you think that the Hawks are going to wrap it up tonight?
You know what? How do I know?
I don't know. You're wearing a Hawks visor.
They have a good. Do I think they're going to wrap? But yes, I do. I just, you know, why not?
Yeah.
I'm betting the over. That's all I know. That's the only thing I know, and I don't even care if they jack it to 7. I'll keep 7. Playing overs. As long as they're going to keep playing hockey. Yeah, we've had two of these three overs, and that's the right way to go in this series. I don't know. How does anyone predict a hockey game more than any other sport? I mean, that's just...
You don't like that rationale, Shep, when I said he's wearing a Hawks visor, so I asked him?
I like that, actually. Isn't it the Hawks visor you got him?
It is.
Was that
a birthday present or Christmas present a year ago?
It's a birthday present, yes.
Yes.
Good memory, Shep.
Coming up.
I'm very fond of this visor. And you were sporting a visor on the golf course today. Just for me, he said. He says he's wearing it for me because I'm a visor man.
Yeah, it's over there. I got a Kansas City Monarchs visor from the Negro Leagues Museum. So I got it all taken care of. And with the hair is just disgusting and long as it is right now, I feel like a visor is good if you've got a lot of flow up top. It's like the only way where it looks intentional. Like if you have this type of hairstyle. But yeah, man, this is very good to see you. I'm enjoying this immensely. And frankly, I don't even really want to do a show. I just want to hang out in the pool and talk with you guys. And now that the Cubs are out, we'll just hang out all day.
Yeah, Rich, do we have a boom mic or we can bring out to the pool there for Danny?
Yeah, exactly. We should actually do. We're too far from the pool right now, a full like 6-8 feet away. But Steve Stone, our only guest today, who isn't from the region, correct?
I think that's correct. Yes.
Right. Mark Lazarus, David Haw, and then Zach Plesac at 5 o'clock.
Zach Plesac, who's going to join us at 5 o'clock. Yeah, he's been terrific in his first two starts with the Indians, and he had to wait until their sixth game of the year to get his first opportunity. And he pitched 8 strong against the White Sox a week ago Wednesday night, and was very good again over the weekend. 17 strikeouts. And only one walk in his first two outings. And he brings it, man. I mean, he throws some serious. He's a mean-looking dude. You know, Uncle Dan is such a, you know, sort of an all-American boy-looking type. He still looks like a kid, Danny Plesac,
yes.
I think. But very clean-cut. Zach looks more like a biker. Zach's got all the tattoos going, and he's facial hair, and he looks like a badass out there. Danny was, even though Danny was a great pitcher and threw very, very hard, never had a badass look to him like Zach does.
No, I'm looking forward to talking to him. He's been one of the good stories of the early season. And, 11 strikeouts in 8 innings in that debut against the White Sox. Some would say that'll play. Honestly.
That'll play. Oh, that was said a few times on the golf course today. Yeah, that'll play.
Chipping in, almost chipping in, and tapping in for pars or bogeys. Oh, that'll play. It's like
that'll play.
For a gimme. That's there exactly right. All right, we have to have a group therapy session for Aloy's defense. You guys ready to do this coming up? Because
look at that. The pool's calling me. See you later, guys.
My God. It was like, it was equal parts sad and hilarious, and I want to weigh out which one it was more with you all coming up next. We're at Mackey Land. land on the score.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Into left field. Eloy going back on it at the warning track, now coming back in, and it bounces off the turf. That's a fair ball. Eloy gets tangled up in the netting, and Yelich is to third. He's coming around third on his way home, and he's inside the park with a home run.
Well, unfortunately, Eloy would tell you that he probably should have had that.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. It was so funny. I took so much pleasure in watching that highlight for some reason. I didn't expect to, because there was no risk of him being hurt. It was just hilarious. It looked like I would have looked out there in left field.
Yeah, that's not good, because he's playing professionally.
That's right.
He's a left fielder on a major league baseball team.
Don't sell yourself short. You wouldn't look that ridiculous out there.
I don't know.
No. He looked like he was on a cot in the middle of a beach. Like, what are you doing?
Benetti's call, too, of like, he's back to the warning track. Now he's coming in. Now he's in the net. Like, it's
they
like, oh,
should have had that.
He's in the net.
It was so good. All right, silver lining, he didn't get hurt, right?
Yeah.
Progress, Tanny, yeah. Lockdown yeah. Sox podcast.
Yeah, I hope everyone's keeping these receipts here, if everyone at the table here enjoying this. yeah, you know, it wasn't good. Whenever you see Eloy trending, that's not what I expected to see him trending for. But
yeah, wanted a 450-foot home run.
Yes, which he could do that still, too. So, you know, but it's certainly not a good look out there.
He's a disaster.
Yeah, but as I'll stand by what I said, though. He, you know, up until last night, he has shown improvements out there, and it's still not great by any means. I'm not trying to say that, but he's made a few great plays coming in on the ball, taking charge when he's supposed to. He is getting better. So even just because you see it amplified out there on social media, you know, it's the whole thing we're living
didn't
in now.
Didn't need social media to see it, though.
No, but it certainly didn't help.
Thank God for social media for plays like that.
It was funny.
The world gets treated to it. Yeah. I mean, people outside of Chicago 15 years ago wouldn't have been able to enjoy it the way they were last night.
I wonder if Dan McNeil could do that.
Ooh, that'd be, yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
But I stand by what I said. This team only works this year if he's out there in left field.
I agree.
So the roster now is, I don't know if you want to call it, you can call it flawed because of all the DHs and first basemen you have, and your top prospect is a first baseman, you know, so they've got issues there. But I don't blame Rickon with how they've structured this thing, because they needed a bunch of power bats in the lineup to help this pitching staff out. So this is sort of, this is the price of doing business here this year with this team. Now they're going to have to go out, if they really want to put Eloy at DH, they're going to have to spend some money and maybe acquire someone like George Springer next year, so you don't have to see that happen ever again, because I don't care all the good things you do if you're Eloy, that's going to be what people are talking about, unfortunately,
yeah,
until he hits the next bomb.
They're not committed to Edwin Encarnacion for very long, though.
No.
That's only a one-year deal.
With an option.
It's not even that much money,
right?
I mean, by today's standards, even by White Sox standards, $12 million, right? I mean...
Yeah, and where's he, by the way? He threw out his shoulder running to first base, so I don't know.
Parrot's hard to carry around for all these years.
It's true, yeah. So, yeah, they've got some problems right now, but if they want to compete this year, he's going to have to just get better out there or just not hurt himself or others.
Can we train the lad? can they get him to be... My God.
See, I do think... I don't even think the big picture stuff is that big of a deal. Like, it was just funny. He's gotten hurt a couple of times, right, colliding with the wall. So he's got to... I said this to Bernstein earlier today. He's got to just learn to have the brakes. Like, you shouldn't end up, just because you're running backwards, sprinting into a wall. Or if you're running...
Yeah, like, he's like a toddler out there.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, he can't... Once he starts, he can't stop. Like, if you're running towards the foul territory... You don't have to end up in the net like with your full range of momentum. You can like predict what's going to happen and slow down before you hit some sort of inanimate object.
I just watched him. You know, it's like your kid. You know, you're like, okay, everyone be cool. He just fell. Okay, is he okay? He's not crying. Okay, hey, all right, everyone's good. Yeah. Attaboy, Eloy.
Exactly.
You're okay.
I don't remember a clown show this noticeable ever.
Schwarber.
Well, I mean, Schwarber did it in the NLCS.
Schwarber, yeah.
And that's my larger point is he got better within a 2-year period. Eloy's played less than a full MLB season in left field.
Well, part with Schwarber too was he dropped what, 40 pounds?
Yeah, they were working on that with Eloy too.
Schwarber get those feet caught underneath sometimes. His double drop step isn't exactly what one would call fluid.
What was it, Tanny? The blue clown shoes on opening day in Miami that year.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah, twice in one game.
Yeah.
And Schwarber obviously has a great arm, and Eloy has shown some semblance of an ability to do that.
Some semblance. Eloy has an arm. He has two,
actually.
Yeah, two
of them, yeah. But I don't think the long-term thing is really that big of a deal. Like, you've got – so if Andrew Vaughn ends up being your first baseman and Abreu's here for another couple of years and he's your DH and you want to put Grandal at DH, he just has to do two things. Be below average and not awful. Right, you just can't be objectively terrible and stay healthy.
But he, well, those are both questions.
I agree, but I'm saying the he's a good enough athlete that he should be able to get to below average healthy left fielder. Right, no one's saying he has to be league average or above average.
Exactly, and that's what I've been saying. Up until this point, he's been probably steadily below average, and that's fine. And they've been okay with that. You know, he's
especially with Luis Robert in center.
Exactly, he's hitting the crap out of the ball. He's among the league leaders as far as exit velo and hard hit percentage, all that stuff. So,
yeah,
you can live with it if he's below average, but just that we can't do.
Right, and so I don't know. Like, I'm here for the jokes and the highlights of it as long as it's relatively... infrequent.
He's an embarrassment. He really is.
Yeah,
he's terrible. He's not a professional outfielder. They keep throwing him out there.
But I mean, what would you do?
I mean, he has no range, also, is the part. Like, does he remind you of Carlos Lee in the outfield at all?
I think, when you think Carlos Lee wasn't this bad. I don't think Lee, and Lee didn't grow up an outfielder either. He was a catcher, and he also was a third baseman who didn't look this awkward. He wasn't good. He got himself to be serviceable, and you guys are right about Schwarber. He got to be, I would even say, a little bit better than serviceable because of his arm. But I don't know. I mean, he does. Tanny says he thinks he's getting better. I don't see it, and I think he's going to wind up putting himself on the injured list for a long time as awkward as he is out there. And I hope they would they've talked about him being a coachable guy. I hope he's coachable, and I hope they're trying to get somebody to work with him to make him feel more comfortable out there, because he's anything but that. He's like when Brian Dunsing was played left field for the Cubs 2 summers ago when Joe Madden threw him out there, the relief pitcher, and he was praying they didn't hit to him. That's how – you can't have a guy who's paid to play that position with that kind of an attitude, and that's probably how he looks at it. It's got to be. He's terrible.
Texter says, I love Cubs fans finding whatever they can to make them feel better about the Quintana trade. No, I still feel terrible about it.
It has not, it honestly has nothing to do with that. It's funny when your left fielder ends up tangled in netting that is there to protect fans. Like the extended netting that they did across all ballparks this year to protect the fans that are no longer there. Right. And so Eloy was testing out the new netting. Like if you can't laugh at that highlight, I'm sorry, then you just don't like sports the same way that I do.
Well, yes, it is. It's funny, but it's a problem.
It is a problem. It's a problem, but I do think it's a solvable problem because I don't think the barrier, like the goal, is that high to get to.
The solvable problem is buy him a first baseman's mitt. Here, take this, Jose. Go DH.
You think so?
You think two years from now he's
a left fielder, or if I said left fielder, the field, like left fielder, anything else?
First base or DH? That's where he is. That's what he is, and I would guess DH because I'm assuming he doesn't just turn into a. Even average or anywhere near average defensive first baseman.
See, I don't think so. It's not that hard to do. It's not, you know, right? Let's ask
Ron Washington. Ron, how hard is it to play first base? Well, incredibly hard.
It's incredibly hard.
No, but I'm saying in Little League, right, they put me in right field because I stunk and no one can hit the ball to opposite field, right? So, you just send him out to right field. In the majors, you just send your worst fielder into left field. You've got a gold glove center fielder. It's not going to kill that team as long as he's healthy.
The ball finds you, Danny. It does.
Joe Madden put a relief pitcher out there.
Well, and that's not that was the right thing to do. I mean, he put a relief pitcher out there for a half an inning or for a third of an inning.
Yeah, Travis Wood.
Yes.
A few times, yeah.
Yeah, he's done it. All I'm saying is...
That's his job.
You know, his job is to hit the ball over the wall 40 times a year.
I would think there are White Sox relievers who are better left fielders than the guy who's paid to play left field.
Oh, absolutely. I think Aaron Bummer can do anything on this earth, probably. but, you know, we're talking about before the season started, you know, when it was going to be a regular season, we're talking about him maybe hitting 50 home runs this year.
Right.
And so, you know, he was going to be a big-time net positive until last night he was... Net negative, but you know you can live with that if he's hitting 50 bombs a year. Easily.
Exactly. He could be the worst defensive left fielder in the game as long as he plays 150 games a year.
Just get him better
and hits 50
get him
home.
Better than that. That's I don't want to watch that. That's as a texter said. It's Parkins. It's funny as long as it's not your outfielder caught in the netting. That's when it stops being funny.
Cubs fans watch Schwarber for a while. Be that guy. Schwarber is not a. How many left fielders do you think are better than Kyle Schwarber right now?
I mean, his arm is nice, but a good chunk of them, yeah.
Right? He's a below-average left fielder.
Yeah, at very best, somewhere near average, but I'd say below, yeah.
Right? He's somewhere maybe between 15 and 20, 22, somewhere in terms of defensive left fielders. No Cubs fan complains about Kyle Schwarber in left field anymore. When he has an OPS in the mid-900s, no one cares as long as he... makes a couple of assists with his arm, and he doesn't hurt himself out there. We don't talk about Kyle Schwarber's defense anymore. It never
happened. You haven't had the circus lowlights lately, though.
No,
it's been a while since Schwarber has provided us with the big blue clown shoes.
But that's all I'm saying. If he was that, and now Shep says he's a below-average left fielder, do we really think it's beyond Eloy's capabilities to become the defensive player that Kyle Schwarber is? Because I don't.
Schwarber changed as a player when he changed his body. Eloy's not changing his body.
Well, that's what they sold to us, that he would lost weight during the offseason so he could be more flexible and pliable out
flexible
there.
He flexible in the net last night and paid off.
He bounced out very,
very comfortable.
That was goofy.
I mean, now I'm glad the net was there. The net was supposed to protect the fans. Now the net's out there to protect the left fielder.
They need to put that net at the warning track.
That's the next thing. What happens when he runs into the wall? Because he said earlier, right? He said last week we were laughing at the quote where he was like, wall 2, Eloy 0. It's like there's been 3 times this year where he's had some sort of misadventure. But, I mean, in 2 years, who's your first baseman? Vaughn?
Yeah.
Right? Vaughn's your first baseman.
Unless they trade him for, you know, once they really get into the heart of their window, unless they trade him. But
okay, so
I think it will be him. I think it would be short-sighted to trade him.
Okay, so let's just play it out, right? Rick Hahn had general manager hat for a second. The goal of GM is to think about not only the next 5 games, but the next 5 years of a team.
2 years from now is supposed to be when they're in their prime, right? Their absolute window of contention. 2 years from now, Andrew Vaughn's your first baseman. Who's your DH?
Abreu.
Abreu.
If he's still here in 2 years.
That's what I'm asking.
Yeah.
Okay, so if Abreu's your DH and then Grandal is sliding in there, right, because he's on year three now of his four-year contract, then Eloy's still your left fielder. Like, that's just what it is.
Yeah, and I'm okay with that, despite, you know, what we saw last night. I think he will get better out there. I've, you know, sometimes you have to believe in things, not seeing him. It's called faith.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think he will get better because I've seen it, because I've seen him come in and take charge. Tough plays, those tough plays in between shortstop, third base, left field, where in previous years it just drops in there or someone gets hurt. You know, I heard Dan Bernstein talking about, you know, Ozzie Guillen and Tim Raines that 1 year, stuff like that. You know, so he's taking charge when he's supposed to, and for the most part he's stayed out of the way. So you can live with that. It just last night it was bad on a biblical scale.
And I'm really glad that I got to experience it.
Oh, we all are, I think. Yeah.
All right, good. Did you were able to laugh?
It was funny, yeah. Okay, we made good fun of it last night on the podcast, saying that things just got worse and worse for Eloy, and further that it progressed into that thing. Like, you know, oh, it's a line drive out to left field. Oh, and the Sox have sold the team. Oh, and Eloy's in the net, you know. it just kept getting worse and worse, yeah, to the poor lad, yeah.
It was a White Sox highlight last night. It really was. Eloy ended up in the net. We've got Mark Lazarus coming by at 3 o'clock. David Haw is here. We're in Mac's backyard. Steve Stone at 4 o'clock. Zach Plesac at 5. It's Mac and Parkins on the Score. We're hanging out at Mackey Land here in Dyer, Indiana. The whole mob back together. David Haw is here. Son was in the pool for the first time. I'm not against doing this every Friday the rest of the summer.
I'm glad to hear you say that. You know, Spiegs always referred to the drive from his place in the city to here as the stupid drive. He thought, because he's not much on windshield time. He couldn't take that on a regular basis. You're not bothered by it all that much. What'd you get here, in about 35 minutes this morning?
Yeah, it was pretty easy this morning. Steph said it took her a little longer, just leaving later in the day. I'm not sure, but yeah, I can't say that they would make the trip every time, but little nine holes and a soak before the show. I can get used to your way of life. I'm seeing, uh-huh, my future,
yeah,
as I consider buying a house.
Wow, and Parkins is going to move to the burbs?
I don't want to, but my wife wants to. And, you know, the condo gets small real quick when you got a dog and a baby and then a wife who's at home. She's not working, and then I'm working from home. All of a sudden, that condo shrinks up real fast. So
yeah,
we've started the process of looking and prospecting and considering houses, both city and burbs. So I'm still. I love the city, man. I don't want to give up having 40 different places that could deliver sushi to me in a moment's notice.
You do have that, as I can't argue with that. We don't have a lot of great places around here, but I've always been an elbow space guy. I love trees. This Japanese maple under which I'm sitting right now is one of my favorite trees I've ever had. And it gets sun. That's why it is perfectly symmetrical on all sides. It gets sun on all sides. I love taking care of my trees. Those birch trees were probably a third of that size when we moved in here 15 years ago. And they're my babies. I mean, they got some trophy trees on this lot, and I enjoy the hell out of them.
Tree draft. You just said that's one of your favorite trees you've ever had.
A tree draft, yes.
Yeah, you could go deep on trees, uh-huh, that you have had.
I'll take North American coniferous trees for $1,000, Alex.
It's certainly not. What about you, Shep? How are you liking suburban life?
I like the oak tree on the side of my yard.
Yeah.
Real nice. It's,
yeah,
my favorite tree I've ever lived under.
Yeah. What a draft.
I'm worried about my lack of, what are they called, skills. When it comes to maintaining a place that I own,
I just don't do what I did. Buy a newer house. Don't buy a house that's 100 years old.
Okay.
That's my word to the wise on that.
Things still go bad, though.
Yeah.
Things are always going to break, regardless. I know what you're saying, but you're always going to get guys.
You got to
have guys.
Somebody get guys, I get guys. Yeah, you need to have them. It's just. But I got to say, it's true. We have looked at some houses, and I'm like, oh, my God, I could be on this floor.
You could be on this floor. You could just be together, but apart.
like Sherry and I do texting each other.
Yeah, it's an amazing concept. Yeah. She's like, this whole area would be your area.
I'm like, really? Yeah, that's what they say. They get you out to the suburbs by saying that, and then you move in, and that area is not your area.
It's not,
so where are you looking?
We've only looked back kind of in the area where I grew up. So, you know, very expensive.
Wow.
Yeah. To have the poorhouse on the block. But I don't want to leave the city. I'm not ready to do it. But yeah, we've looked at northern suburbs. You know, my dad's getting old, and so, you know, being up close to my parents, if we're going to do the burbs, is certainly appealing, just to be closer to them. And my friends from high school who have moved into houses have moved back north area. So, you know, probably would be north of the city if we do the burbs. But I don't know, Bernstein, you know, you don't look up to him in many ways, but Bernstein's got a single family home, and he lives in the city and raised kids in the city. So he,
oh, it can be done.
Yeah, I know, it can be done. It's just a little bit more difficult. And like the thing is, schooling is just complicated.
Yeah.
Like, everything about school is complicated if you're in the city. Is this a good enough school? Do they test into this school? Everything about it is just complicated. That's what's nice about the burbs. Your property taxes, get your kid into public school. Excellent. That part of it seems really easy to me.
Yeah, and I'm tired of paying the property taxes that I pay here, but if I told people who pay Illinois taxes what they are, they'd say, you're tired of that? Oh,
right.
My God, because it's half of what you would pay in the western or northern suburbs, what I pay here.
Yeah, my brother lives out in Hinsdale, and so we've looked a little bit out there. So, you know, we're just starting the prospect of prospect. The pandemic accelerated it, man. Like, all of a sudden, everybody, you're just home all of the time and working from home. I'm like, what are you supposed to do? It's two bedrooms. It's a nice condo, two bed, two bath. But just we have one living area. The kitchen, living room, dining area is just like one big room. So we're just
one.
We're on top of each other all the time. And now we're both home all day, every day with another human. It's like, yeah, I got to be honest. We all of a sudden need a little bit more space. Before the pandemic, I would have said we could have been in that condo for another 5 years. No problem. And now
I was gonna say, this is a radical about face for you.
Radical. I mean, trust me, I'm still doing it kicking and screaming, like going and looking at these spots. Like the first place that she got me to go look at, the backyard was a golf course, and I was like, oh, that's pretty cool.
That's what it's gonna take.
I was like, that's pretty sick. I could get home from work and then go out there and like chip and putt on a manicured green area.
Yeah, but you want people in your backyard all the time though?
If the reason is because they sliced their 9-iron, yeah, that'd be fine, because then I would
just...
You want
the little guy out playing in the backyard and someone conking him with an errant Titleist?
I mean, that would suck.
Yeah, it would.
So you put him out there with a helmet.
Why don't you get the chip at 6:30 each night?
Yeah, but I get to chip at 6:30. Exactly. Isn't any of it for me? the schools would be for him, the space would be for her, and the golf course would be for
me. You know, I'm not sure if it, I would guess it's the same across the line, but around here it's more expensive, both taxes and property on the golf course as opposed to off of it. Houses in this neighborhood,
yeah,
across the street, their taxes are more right on the golf course, and the properties are more expensive. And I wouldn't want to be that close to it. I'm fine being 110 yards away.
Do you ever go and just chip and putt?
I've been known to do that, yeah.
Yeah, that to me is that's the dream. Just walking right out your door and no car, just a wedge and a
putt.
I'm
a serial trespasser on the golf course here. I got a letter recently.
Really?
Yeah.
That's the other thing I was wondering about. Yeah. Like, what did the letter say?
My fishing, it was probably about fishing, yeah. Mm. Yeah, because one time a guy expressed being upset about it. He said, am I bothering you here? And he's well, you're not supposed to be out here. You get hit, then we're all out. I said, no, it's my assumed risk if I walk out on a golf course.
What did the letter say?
It just said that it's private property and you have to be a member of the golf course to fish on it or to be on golf course property. It was just addressed dear resident, but oh, okay. it was written to the address on the envelope. It was written in pen.
So it was meant for you.
Yeah, it was meant for me. Yeah.
That's good.
Sue me.
Yeah, well, exactly. Okay. Like, oh no, I got a letter from the country club next door. Oh, I'm so scared.
The association says don't park your boat in the driveway. Ooh.
That's what I would think. Like, so if I'm trespassing on a public golf course that is my potential backyard in the future, and then, you know, Carl Spackler type catches me at night.
Exactly.
And says, don't do that. I say, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know I couldn't do that. Like, I just become Chappelle in that skit. I'm sorry, sir. I didn't know. Chip took off. And then all of a sudden the next day, I'm right back out there chipping around. I see no problem with that. So we're hanging out at Maculand. We're just having some fun. It's a little pool party. The Cubs game got canceled tonight. We're making the best of it. Mark Lazarus is here. He's going to tell us if the Hawks close it out in Edmonton. Max said, I don't know. How can you predict a hockey game? So we'll bring on an expert next on The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.